This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming back, we got to get back into it. Mark, you and Johnson, we're going to go at it as far as abortion is an issue. We were discussing that in the last hour.
Give it a little time. Just remember, this is an article that I brought in from a pro-life perspective, so I don't want to just steamroll the article itself.
Yeah.
We've gotten a chance to get into the article a little bit, and then we can give our own kind of perspective.
Right, so we'll get back into that coming up here in moments.
And you said it was mostly about philosophy anyway.
I think so. Well, yeah. But what you were going to bring up, your argument... is reasoning, you know,
it's reasoning,
reasoning and a philosophy kind of perspective.
Yes.
All right, so we can get into that, but first, Joe is on the line in California because we've been talking about secession a little bit here after another caller brought it up. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering if you succeeded, would you still get any funding from the government because you're not there? People on Social Security, will they still receive their Social Security check? What about
that's a good question.
Loans?
If you're a Social Security recipient and you move out of the United States, do you continue to receive the Social Security check?
Yes.
Well, then I would suspect that you may still continue to receive it unless they specifically say, "Screw all you New Hampshire people. We're going to cut off everybody who still, you know, has an address in New Hampshire. If you want your Social Security, you got to leave New Hampshire." I doubt it seems unlikely they would do that. But then again, based on what Spain's been up to, trying to keep Catalonia in Spain, they're willing to take desperate measures. That's for sure.
What about your roads, the highway funding, and things of that nature? You would lose
the state. The state's the ones that builds the roads, the local government and the state government.
There is some government funding that comes for roads specifically.
Federal highway system.
If you're going down the interstate, can you cross into New Hampshire coming from another state?
This is the real crux of the issue is that if freedom to travel is diminished significantly by New Hampshire being a its own country, not even that interested in it.
Do you think they'd crack down worse than they are on Mexico and Canada?
Mexico and Canada are a pain in the butt to get through. Have you done that recently?
Yeah, but
we're going to build a wall around New Hampshire.
I understand they're a pain, but Mark, there's thousands and thousands of cars, probably hundreds of thousands of cars that cross on those borders every single day.
There are thousands of people in New Hampshire that work in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Maine, and you're going to get them fired.
We're working on prototype walls to ensure that we don't see any of these people with these Shire plates.
why would they get fired?
Because it's going to take them 3 hours to get to work, Ian.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, you know, they can always move to Massachusetts.
I know. It's really important. This is really important to Ian. It's really important.
It's important for the world.
He can't say why, but it's important.
What do you mean I can't say why? Of course I can say why. Because the United States government is an evil organization, and it's an embarrassment to be a part of that particular organization as a state government. And they need the autonomy and freedom. And freedom is a good thing because freedom means, you know, better economy, and it means more liberty, and it means all kinds of great things that the federal government currently has crushed out of the United States. All of those things would be able to happen without the federal government in the way. So if you value freedom, then you should value secession.
Let me ask this then. Years ago, I'm talking about years ago, Nevada did not take any federal money so they could do what they wanted to.
Right.
Could you go back to that where you don't take any federal money.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's a good step in the right direction.
It'd be a giant leap in the right direction. I think that probably the biggest thing that the secessionists have on their side is income tax. That essentially, right now, the federal government tells the citizens of the several states that they've got to pay into this pool of money that gets wasted on a regular basis. And if a state could then somehow opt out of income tax and still remain in the union, I think that would be the optimal situation.
That would be the way to go, yes.
All right, there you go, Joe. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for
appreciate it. Yes, sir. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you know what? If the state governments opt out of various different federal programs, which New Hampshire has done when it comes to the helmet laws here, the seatbelt
laws. They did
laws,
real ID, and then they broke weak.
Meaning that they rejected real ID, and then they decided to accept it as an option. So in New Hampshire,
the
you
options
can now choose.
Looking real, like it's the main choice.
It's what they're promoting. Yeah, you can still opt out of real ID in New Hampshire. But yes, you're right, Mark. It's a shame. We are still just getting started here. We need more libertarians moving to New Hampshire and staying here and committing to, working towards more liberty in our lifetime, whether that means telling the federal government that we're not interested in their programs or telling them we're not interested in being a state anymore. I think that all of those things are things we should be pushing towards.
So Real ID, the way it was passed, is more of an indictment against the federal government that is in New Hampshire for breaking weak. Real ID was tacked on and voted on midnight. So it was slapped on some other bill that was bound to pass and then voted on at midnight.
Where was this? In New Hampshire?
No. Real ID in 2006.
Oh, you're talking about the federal level.
Right. It's an indictment against the feds, Ian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about that.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ricky. Go ahead.
Brother Ian, that would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I just stepped into your discussion, in fact, about secession. Brother Mark, good evening.
Good evening to you, Ricky.
Let's dispatch with the pleasantries and get to the point. Go ahead.
Well, quick little update before I get into secession. Quick little update.
No, just get into secession. We're only one topic, please.
All
go
right,
ahead.
Brother. All right. We'll start first with the Commonwealth, and then we'll go to New Hampshire. I have some questions and discussion about that. The feedback up here are very positive, just like yourselves. Everybody all for it.
Secession.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, I've been hitting the state house. I'm going to be hitting back, getting some feedback. Because of privacy and crap like that, I can't say the outcome. But I will say it's open-ended.
No idea what you're talking about.
As far as the answer from the chief of staff.
Okay.
Okay,
meaning he didn't shut you down. He didn't say no to secession. Okay.
Well, he did, yes, but then he said he didn't support it, but what he answered after that, because I said to him, I said, you're just going to let the state just rip us apart and walk all over us and destroy everything we represent? And then I said, okay, I got one question. Why? He gave me the answer, and the answer that I was given, it would be wrong for me to repeat it on the air here and probably would make the likelihood of that worse, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. You're not telling us, but okay, go ahead. Moving on.
It's an open-ended answer, I'll say that. You wouldn't be surprised. Now, talking about infrastructure, I'm looking at New Hampshire, I'm looking at the Commonwealth here. Now, we have upwards at this point of 14 million people here. And our infrastructure is strong enough.
Go ahead.
Our infrastructure is strong enough. Plus, we are already the Commonwealth, and we do have the separation of the state and the Commonwealth, even nobody give a damn. And I'm looking at New Hampshire. Now, you got upwards of 4 million people up there.
1.4.
Really?
Yep.
The number's dropped.
No, it hasn't.
No.
Yeah. You've got it conflated somehow. Maybe you're talking about the Boston Metro or something.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Well, maybe. Either way, you got 1.4. That's even worse.
Okay.
Now, I'm looking at the infrastructure here. Now, we could do it. I mean, and plus, you can look at the same way we do, because all the money that goes, it gets pissed away to the state, we'll have. We don't have to, worry about that.
When you say the state, you mean the national federal government. You're saying that the money that is taxed from people in whatever state goes to the federal government. They then spend a bunch of money on their bureaucracy there, on their middle-class bureaucrats that are getting paid buku bucks with awesome benefits and all that, and that it just comes back ultimately in some form or another, and thank you, Ricky, for the call, that it comes back in some form or another to the state where it came from, but it's less than what it was, at least in the case of New Hampshire. There are some states that actually get more back than what they spend, but of course the people don't get it back. It's the government that gets it in some form or another. So again, that would be a lot more money that those donor states could keep during secession.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. You want to protect your home, maybe your office, check out blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's the Blink Home Security System. It will be delivered to your door. And the setup time is about as fast as you could possibly imagine. There's no wires. There's no hassles of having to drill holes because of wires and, like, do all the, you know, have to have a DVR that you've got to set up with ridiculous menu systems that is made in China, so there's English and you can't understand half the things that are in there. You don't have that problem with Blink Home Security. In fact, I think they make them in Massachusetts. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one there. And super easy to set this thing up. Even Mark was able to do it in about 10 minutes at his house. So check it out at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We were talking about abortion, and I think we need to get back into that discussion. If we get the chance, we can get back into Bitcoin as well. But, Jonathan, in the last hour, for listeners just tuning in, you had proffered via an article written by somebody who's a pro-lifer.
Right, who's talking about a Twitter storm or tweet storm that went viral.
And the tweet storm was by somebody who's a pro-choice person.
Correct.
And the pro-choice person says they've been giving this scenario for 10 years and no pro-lifer's ever been able to answer the question, and it was about being in a fertility clinic, only being, if there's a fire, you can only save one of two things.
Or you'll die of smoke inhalation if you try and save both.
One is a five-year-old child, the other is 1,000 fertilized embryos. And, Mark, you're a pro-life person. You are also a libertarian, so you don't believe the government should be involved in prohibition of abortion. But you're a pro-life person, and you did answer the question. You said you would save the five-year-old. But then you said you wanted to destroy this, but Johnson said, hold on,
yeah,
let me keep going.
Let me keep going, and don't lose it here, because, you know, there's just a little bit more of this, you know,
So the pro-life guy's going to try to destroy it next, right?
Right. But there's a little bit more of the pro-choice side here.
All right.
He goes on to say, in a decade of arguing with anti-abortion people about the definition of human life, I have never gotten a single straight A or B answer to this question, and I never will. They will never answer honestly, because we all instinctively understand that the right answer is A. A human child is worth more than 1,000 embryos, or 10,000, or 1,000,000, because they are not the same, not morally, not
absolutely.
Ethically, not biologically.
Seems crystal clear to me.
This question absolutely eviscerates their arguments, and their refusal to answer confirms that they know it to be true.
Mm.
No one anywhere actually believes an embryo is equivalent to a child. That person.
Notice how they never say.
Yeah.
Human embryo.
Yeah.
Now, every mammal, every being has an embryo, but they don't say human embryo because they don't want to call it a human life.
Because it's not. Going on.
Right. But a human embryo is not a human life. It's an interesting bit of semantics.
Just an embryo.
I mean, at the point of an embryo, it really kind of isn't. But the person does not exist. They're lying to you. They're lying to you to try and invoke an emotional response, paternal response, using false equivalency. No one believes life begins at conception. No one believes embryos are babies or children. Those who claim those who make that claim are trying to manipulate you so that they can control women.
How is this
Don't
a Twitter
them.
Post? I mean, this is way longer than 100.
It's a tweet storm. He's going like 8 and 9.
Oh, okay, okay.
Don't let them use this question to call them out. Reveal them for what they are. Demand they answer your question, and when they don't, slap that big old scarlet P of the patriarchy on them. The end.
What's the patriarchy have to do with it?
He says that abortion is used to control women. That being pro-life is to basically turn women into baby factories. There are a lot of feminists who are pro-choice because of that viewpoint. So, getting into the pro-life side of this. This author says, let me see who this author is. So we know.
What's the site that you're reading?
From Daily Wire.
Daily Wire.
It actually does not say the author of this at the top. Maybe it's at the end. I'm not going
to
go
We'll figure it out later.
We'll figure it out later. Let's put aside Tomlinson's obvious douchiness. The commenters on the Twitter thread are properly puzzled. That's because Tomlinson is correct when we all have a moral instinct to save the 5-year-old. But he's wrong if he thinks the hypothetical proves that embryos aren't human life or potential human life and therefore of no value. There are at least 4 reasons.
He didn't say it's of no value. He said it's of less value.
Right.
Yeah, it is of less value. Yes, I would agree.
He says there are at least 4 reasons for that. 1, moral instinct does not always mean correct moral decision-making. We all have the moral instinct to save the child. That does not mean that the instinct is either correct or justifiable. A few quick thought experiments suffice to prove the point.
All right.
Here's another, more famous thought experiment. You're standing at the fork in a track for a runway trolley, a runaway trolley. On one
trolley problem.
A train, like a trolley. Yeah, the trolley problem. On one side of the track is a man tied to the tracks. On the other side are 5 people. You choose to throw the switch, do you choose to throw the switch to save the 5 people? Are you, actually, this is written.
Are here. The 5 people also tied to the tracks?
Yes, they're also tied to the tracks.
Okay.
You choose to throw the switch to save the 5 people, presumably, but now comes the second part of the hypothetical. Instead of standing at a fork, throwing a switch, you're standing above a single track on a bridge. 5 people are still tied to the track. Conveniently, though, there is a single fat woman standing atop the bridge with you. If you throw her in front of the train, you can stop the trolley before it hits the 5 people. Most people say that they wouldn't do it. Does that mean that the 5 people below are not humans? Or that it is morally correct to avoid tossing the woman?
To murdering the woman.
Right. Right. In either case, you're still talking about murdering someone, right? Yeah. If you switch the track to make, you know, the train squish one person as opposed to the 5,
you're still
pulling a lever, you're murdering someone.
You could but just do
people,
nothing.
Right. Most people are detached. They feel detached if they're just switching a lever rather than pushing someone in front of a train.
Yeah, I see that.
Right? So or say that instead of the random box of embryos, there are 2 embryos. And there are yours and your wife's, your only potential children. As in Tomlinson's example, we know that they will come to fruition. Your instinct could easily be to save the embryos rather than the 5-year-old child. Would Tomlin then say...
That would be pretty messed up.
Yeah. Would Tomlinson then say that the 5-year-old isn't a human?
Because the embryos are lesser than a human being.
By your estimation.
Yeah, that's right. And by everybody else who answered the question that they would save the 5-year-old. Now you're saying that because it's your embryo, it's more valuable? Okay, fine. You can have your
value statement. Like, that's the whole point here, is that we place value. Now, here's what my argument was, is that would you take, on one hand, you have 1,000 death row inmates convicted of murder here in these United States. Chances are good 85% or more of them are guilty. Or on the other side, you have some person of repute, maybe Elon Musk, maybe Ron Paul. You pick your person of repute. I'm not here in order to tell you who is most valuable. But you pick your valuable person to society and put them on the other side. Now, if you choose to save the valuable person over the 1,000 death row inmates, you're not saying they're inhuman. You're just saying you have value for some people over others.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that that the embryos are completely valueless, but by comparison to the 5-year-old, they certainly are very, very valueless.
Ethical conundrums continue and get only more nuanced.
We'll continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Mark, would you pick your 10-year-old son or your embryo?
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPur.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free. Join us on the radio here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it is the new Bitcoin gold that has been birthed today or abortion, that's what we're talking about here tonight. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of Bitcoin, if you want to learn about Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, or the new Bitcoin Cash, or this new Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin.com is a good place to get the basics on what Bitcoin and cryptocurrency are. That's your starting point. Then you can dig in as deep into this world as you want to. But Bitcoin.com, great place to get started. They've also got a great news site as well at news.bitcoin.com to keep you up to date with what is the latest in the Bitcoin world. And, of course, the big news is still yet to come. In about 3 weeks from today, there's going to be another fork, and this next one is going to be quite contentious and possibly very dramatic as far as what happens to Bitcoin and its price in the marketplace. Today, the price down, and some say that's because of this new Bitcoin gold that has been created. We'll talk more about that. But if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, definitely check out Bitcoin.com. Or if you're old school and you know a lot about it, you'll find some really valuable resources there, like the news site and more. And also the Bitcoin mining pool at pool.bitcoin.com. Let's continue here. You can bring up anything you want. You've got more scenarios and questions surrounding abortion. We're going to get back into that coming up here in moments. But first, we have Michael in Texas. Michael, you're listening online. Go ahead.
Howdy, fellas. I'm in construction, so I'm around a lot of construction people, and I have problems like convincing people that, you know, a lot of people think that Mexicans are a problem. That,
oh, no.
You know, they just move over here, they take welfare, and that's all they do.
I mean, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, if you work on a construction site, I would think that some of those folks would know that a lot of Mexicans are very hard workers.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Do you think that's why they don't like them, is because they're getting upstaged?
What the sense that I get is that they feel like they're getting whipped, and then that the Mexicans aren't getting whipped.
Getting whipped, you know, as in the boss is treating the Mexicans better?
No, the taxes, like taxes.
Taxes.
Like, yeah, there's this email that goes around.
Convince them that the politicians are the real problem. The politicians are the ones that, you know, create all these taxes that they have to burden. And, people are just going to go where places where they're going to be economically, you know, better off. And, I mean, if that means taking welfare, I don't know. But they just think that they're the problem, and it's hard for me to convince them that the politicians are the ones that are creating these policies, that create these incentives that...
Sure.
You know,
yeah, people just respond to incentives. But I guess it's not atypical for the politicians to create a scapegoat, you know, some sort of boogeyman or whatever, whether it be Mexican immigrants or drug dealers or terrorists. There's always some sort of group out there that the politicians have effectively been able to target and get people to ignore the politicians and instead act like it's this group that is the big problem. It's these other people who aren't the politicians that are causing the issue. And as you pointed out, it's definitely the politicians. It's definitely the government that causes these, discrepancies between groups and causes groups to be turned against one another, to attack each other. And as long as those groups are attacking one another and blaming each other for their problems, then they'll never figure it out who's really pulling the strings. And it's frustrating. And I don't know how else to get people to be aware of that.
You can go a little bit further, and many of these people probably believe that, they are the government, right? Like, that's what we were told throughout our time in school, is that we the people, the Constitution says that we are the government, right? And, the saying that I like to use, and it cuts right to the quick, is you can't put out a bowl of cat food every morning and then get mad that stray cats come to your doorstep and eat cat food. And that ultimately comes down to, of course, there are some freeloaders out there doing freeloader stuff because you put out freeloader stuff for the freeloaders to freeload on. And that ultimately comes down to the hands of the citizen. Supposedly, the citizen is able to control the government to some extent or another. And the problem is the freeloading stuff, not hardworking people who want to make a better life for themselves and their family, just like all our forefathers were.
It's hard for me to draw that line between, you know, that's what the real problem is, and, you know, the real problem is that you're leaving the cat food out. You know, and, you know, how do I get my friends to, you know, realize that it's not the cat food being left out, it's the people leaving the cat food out. I mean... You know what
These
I mean?
Are things
like,
that take a lot of time, the fact is not everybody's a good prospect for liberty. Now, one way that you can approach other people who may disagree on an issue is to find the issues where you agree with them. So maybe your friends, some of them, would agree that the war on drugs is bad. Because I know a lot of construction guys smoke weed, for instance. So maybe you can get them to agree on that issue, and then you can, you know, say, oh, we agree here. So you can see here how the government creates these problems, that the war on drugs has created all of these unintended consequences that have, you know, resulted in more violence in the streets. It's made drugs more dangerous. You know, so if you can get them to agree that the government's bad in this way, or that the government's bad because of taxes, or that the government's bad because of they don't like the welfare system, then at some point you might be able to parlay that into, well, gee, why do you trust the government when it comes to immigration? Isn't this the same government that caused all these other problems? What makes you think that they're going to be able to solve this one?
It comes back to they feel like they're being whipped, and they want to make sure that everybody around them is getting whipped.
Sure. Yeah, the old slave-on-slave violence, as they call it. And it's hard to beat that. It is hard to point these things out to people.
They feel exhausted that there's nothing they can do, so they just want to make sure everybody gets beat the same.
Yeah. It's frustrating. I totally know where you're coming from. And when you've got that slave-on-slave situation, how do you break somebody out of that? How do you get somebody out of that paradigm of wanting to see other people get hurt and instead looking at those other people as like an example? Hey, boy, I wish I could be like them and also avoid getting whipped. Maybe I should look into ways that I could avoid getting whipped. But if they're beaten down and they're beaten down and beaten down, it's going to be hard to get them out of that paradigm. I mean, it's like old Harriet Tubman said, right? Supposedly, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could free 1,000 more if they only knew they were slaves. These people are slaves in their mind. They are slaves to the state and the system, and they believe the statement that you can't fight City Hall and you sure can't fight the federal government, right? Like, people believe that stuff, and for good reason, because in most cases, you really can't fight City Hall. They've got way more resources than you do. They've got all
it's
kinds
of full-time job to fight
right.
you.
Right. They got
You're
all kinds
doing
of attorneys.
It's a hobby now and then.
Yeah. So, I mean, I mean, it's a long-term process trying to persuade people to these ideas, which is why we've decided that moving libertarians to the same place is a kind of a jump start to what we're trying to accomplish here, because you know, you can have the best friends in the world and spend a lot of time with them, but they'll never listen to you in some cases. You know, they're dyed in the wool on whatever the issue is, and they're not going to change. They're running up against cognitive dissonance, and cognitive dissonance is just going to prevent them from even hearing the things that you have to say. Maybe they're just not ready for the message in that particular area, which is why I say focus on the things that you can agree with, and then maybe you can use those issues that you agree with them with as like a wedge to help them see the light on the issue where they're wrong. That doesn't mean it's going to work with everybody, but it might work with some of them. As far as I'm concerned, that's the best suggestion I've got. I don't know if you guys want to take any other cracks at this.
No, I've given my best ammunition on this, and ultimately that's how it goes. I mean, if you figure out anything that is convincing to these folks, call back in with it.
Yeah, and if there's anybody out there listening who wants to weigh in, please do that. If you can help Michael out in this circumstance, maybe a unique pitch or technique. Thank you for the call tonight, Michael, and good luck. But ultimately, if you keep running up against the wall of a friend that, you know, just isn't changing, give up. You know, find somebody else to talk to. It's not to say you can't be their friend. You can be their friend. Just don't talk about that issue if you're not making any headway or progress. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial on in, toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so please Skype on in to join us here at Skype, username lrn.fm. And by the way, if you want to go and support Free Talk Live, we'd love to have you do that at the AMP program. It's Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's what AMP stands for. It's $5 a month. Or you can use Bitcoin, as a matter of fact. So you can pay with credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin. It's up to you. And then that $5 a month comes into us, and then we invest it into the show to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners here, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can join the AMP program. You can get perks, cool stuff like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. You can get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So back into the story here about abortion, which is what we've been sort of off and on here over the last couple hours.
We're riding the third rail, and so far I think we're doing all right.
I think so. So, and that's just because no one's called about it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we haven't had like a deluge of.
Right. Normally, when you bring up abortion, then like you get some of the worst calls in radio history because you know people are just terrible about this issue. Anyway, going on, you're reading from a pro-life person who is trying to rebut a pro-choice person's points about how embryos do not have the same value.
And seeing as how I'm pro-choice, I just found these to be very, you know, philosophically sound. You know, a good rogering of the original argument.
Right. And so the argument basically is that embryos don't have the same value to anyone as a real human life does. And they've made that point initially, the pro-choice person made that point initially with this example of a fertility clinic with a fire, and you can only save one, a five-year-old child or 1,000 fertilized right. embryos. And an honest person would say the child.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
And so, you know, this person brings up four different points to say that... They, you know, to say that are tearing apart that tweet storm of this guy who brought up this.
The pro-lifer claims they're tearing it apart.
Yeah. The you know, they're just asking some decent questions of this original sort of thought experiment.
All right.
That was Tomlinson's thought experiment.
So where did we leave off?
So, well, we left off, we were talking about the, two embryos that are your own embryos versus the five-year-old child. Would you then...
This was the rebuttal from the pro-life
guy.
Yeah, this
is one of the rebuttals. We're still in number one, yeah. Which is moral instinct does not always mean correct moral decision-making.
So the guy is suggesting... that if it was your embryo versus saving a five-year-old child, that he would save the embryo.
Let's just jump right past that. Let's say that it was your five-year-old in the room, and next door were 1,000 actual full-grown human adults. Your instinct would probably be to save your five-year-old. Mine would
probably.
Be. Does that make me right? Or are the 1,000 humans no longer human? Because you wouldn't save them, you'd save the child, your child.
Who would say they're no longer human?
This would be my argument.
But this is how he's attacking that original.
The original statement was, okay, so, the abortion, anti-abortion argument rests on whether or not something's human, right? Killing something that is human without cause is murder, correct?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Okay, so by making this argument, this specious and stupid argument that this was all based on, was, which would you save, a five-year-old or 1,000 embryos? See, you take the five-year-old, so 1,000 embryos must not be humans.
I don't think it's that's what they said. That was what the pro-life guy...
That's what was suggested.
The pro-life guy said that that's what... You know, he said, he didn't call them human embryos. He called them embryos.
No, I said that.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, I said
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
All you pro-life people blending together.
Yeah, right. But you see, it's an argument about the value of humans, not whether or not something's human.
But they're not really humans, though, are they? I mean, they're just embryos.
Do we have to go back and reread this again?
No.
Okay, because in the beginning, the guy makes the argument that this destroys the pro-lifer's stance, and that they'll never tell you what they think because of this
one
argument.
What he was saying was that it... The pro-lifers tend to believe that that it's a human life as soon as conception happens. And he's saying, clearly, it's not the same value of human life.
Agreed.
He's saying that they really don't believe that life begins at conception. It's not the same.
Well, it's life, but it's not the same life.
Right.
It's a very small life, a life that can't really see or hear or do anything. It has no real memories. It has nothing. It's a complete blank slate, and it's not a human being in that it's not on its own. It's, it requires its mother to exist.
So do babies.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's literally tethered to the mother in this particular case. You could always take a baby from a bad mother if you needed to.
If a mother
smokes cigarettes while her child is in her, then that's going to probably hurt that child.
It is, absolutely. And, it's an issue of volition. There's no doubt about it. But, right now they're raising lambs in bags. We have the technology to attempt to raise humans beyond there. But the question is, who's going to take care of them? Is it going to be me? No. The pro-lifers aren't all stepping up and saying, please send
churches and militaries. That's, it's the pro-lifers that'll get behind.
They just want to hold signs outside of Planned Parenthood with dead babies on it.
North Korea will be heavily investing in this technology to build their super army.
I don't think the argument should ever be based on whether this is a human life or not. The argument should be based on, a variety
of
other
things. It's a near valueless human life. How about that?
Yeah, but who gets to decide? I mean,
well, you do when you save the 5-year-old as opposed to the thousands.
Excellent. Can I go out and eliminate embryos. All the people that I consider to be near valueless human lives?
Because no, of course not.
It's going to be the killing fields, Ian. I'm going to lay waste to everybody with an IQ less than 120.
No, of course you can't do that because those people are not embryos. They are actual humans that are independent and they're able to live their own life.
So then the argument that they're a near valueless human life isn't a good argument. The argument that they are dependent on the mother is a better argument.
Let's get into some of the other issues here before we get too spun out here. So point number two in this is Tomlinson's thought experiment does not reveal the value of embryonic life. We can agree with Tomlinson that one ought to save the 5-year-old rather than the box of embryos and still not admit that embryonic life is meaningless. In fact, we can imagine scenarios where we choose the box precisely because we want to preserve human life. Here's he's got this link to this guy, Demar Gresham and Dieter Schoenaker at University Halle-Wittenberg in response to Sendell. You're in Tomlinson's thought experiment. The embryos will grow into human beings using artificial means, as in Tomlinson's thought experiment, but there are no other human beings. In fact, this is often the leading premise of science fiction. Do you save the 5-year-old and doom the human species to extinction, or do you save the embryos? In this case, potential human life outweighs current human life. Does that mean that the 5-year-old is no longer a human being? Does it prove, according to Tomlinson, the value of embryonic life? Here's an easier one. You can save the box of embryos, or you can save the life of a woman who will die of cancer tomorrow. Which do you save? If you choose the embryos, is the cancer-ridden woman therefore of no moral value? That's the next one.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. Three, most pro-lifers freely admit the supreme value of already born human life, but that doesn't make prenatal life valueless. Virtually every religious system, including the Catholic religious doctrine, allows passive abortion, the moral equivalent of this case, in order to save the life of the mother. Let's say a woman has cancer and she requires chemo in order to cure it, but the chemo will result in the death of a fetus. There is no third option. Catholic doctrine suggests that the doctor bears no moral responsibility. The abortion is a byproduct of saving the woman's life, so Tomlinson's hard choice doesn't remotely demonstrate the valuelessness of embryonic life.
There are religions that would say that the child should be brought to term, though, and then the mother could begin cancer treatments.
Yeah, I don't think that, maybe the original tweeter doesn't have any value for the embryo, but I think that the example he gave is a good one of the woman who's going to die of cancer the next day.
Well, obviously, we're not talking to the original tweeter now. This is the pro-life.
I know that. Yeah. But he gave a good example of why you might want to actually save the 1,000 embryos if you... I mean, again, these are ridiculous scenarios, so this is the world we're playing.
It started out as a ridiculous scenario.
Yeah. But either way, you know, the woman who's going to die the next day, if for some reason you could know that, then it would make more sense to save the potential of the 1,000 embryos, because there's more potential there than a for sure going to die woman. So in that case, the value of those embryos, which is pretty low, is higher in that case than the value of a dying woman. I mean, it seems pretty clear.
I don't know. I might still say the dying
You'd
woman.
Say the dying woman? All right.
The hypothetical, the number.
It gets you a bigger picture of the newspaper,
yeah.
I'd say.
The number four here is the hypothetical isn't reality. This is the most obvious rebuttal to the implication Tomlinson draws from the hypothetical. The case of pro-abortion advocates isn't a choice between a 5-year-old and 1,000 fetuses. I'll get more into it.
All right. 855, 450, free. Mark, would you save the dying cancer woman or the 1,000?
Jeez, I don't know. Now we are in the realm of ridiculousness. Maybe the embryo. I don't know. I don't have any idea.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.